righty then. Right now, let's bring in Mike Cozzi as we check sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Good.
All right. Well, we have the top seeds in the NCAA, University of Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, and Gonzaga.
Yep.
Any surprises?
3-4 make no sense.
Okay, I was going to say, any surprises there for you?
Gonzaga got knocked out of their tournament in the second round.
Yeah.
Virginia got knocked out of the tournament early. Carolina lost to Duke. You see something wrong with this?
Yeah.
There's 3 out of 4 teams from the ACC, and only one of them made it to the conference championship. So the NCAA got out the screw the SEC button and pressed it numerous times yesterday, as well as screw the Michigan State team, too. The NCAA is a good tournament. Unfortunately, the human elements involved in it to make the brackets, and they pretty much screw it up every time.
So, isn't Duke the only one that won their conference?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
Duke's the only one that made it to the championship game. Never mind, won the conference.
Well,
Auburn, who won the SEC, is a 5 seed. Kentucky, who beat University of North Carolina, is a 2 seed in the same division as Carolina. It's nothing more than a popularity contest. Once they start playing, it's good. But the seedings affects the pairings,
yeah.
And they can pretty much predict, if things go the right way, who could make it to the Elite Eight or wherever you want to go down the road. And it's just an unfair situation.
All right, Yale beat Harvard for the Ivy League title, and they got an NCAA berth.
Yeah, that's good.
That lasts for about 26 seconds.
Probably. They shouldn't even be in the tournament.
Yeah, what the heck, they're in. They're in. What can you do? 5 Big East teams made the NIT.
That's where they belong.
That's right. Okay. All right. So
St.
Now,
John's belongs in the NIT, too.
How'd your racing do this weekend?
Great. Fantastic. We did well at Oaklawn. I did well at Tampa. We had the first winner of the split of the Rebel with Long Range Toddy, paid $1,880. We caught the exact in that race at Kumbuck, just under $46. The race prior to that, we ran second and third with the late and mid and Shamrock Rose. One of the horses I used in my exactas in the Essex came out and won that race, rated R Superstar, paid $31. But we weren't close in the second split of the Rebel. Omaha Beach won, paid $1,080. We didn't have that horse anywhere. So it was a good day for us on the air in Oaklawn, and a good day off the air for me at Tampa.
All right, Johnny Manziel is auditioning for possibly another stint in the NFL. He signed with the AAF to play with the Express, and if he shows any potential at all, the need for quarterbacks in the NFL, just maybe, if he's learned his lesson, he'll get another shot.
He's got as much a chance of playing in the NFL as you.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Yeah.
None. He's not playing in the NFL anymore.
That's me. That's really bad. That's really rating somebody low.
Oh, you know. A good way to say he has no shot.
Yes. It's certainly true, seeing as if I don't make noise when I get out of bed in the morning and groan, it's not a normal day.
He sealed his own fate.
Yeah.
He's a dummy.
Yeah, he just threw it all away. All right, so where else do you want to go in sports?
Baseball a little bit. Like I've been saying, the Severino situation for the Yankees is bad.
Yeah, 2 months.
Now they're saying he may not be back to maybe May the earliest. My money's on he's not playing this year. And that they need to go and address the situation. I'm surprised they haven't done it yet. You would think that they would do it this week. They need to go out and sign whoever's left to pitch in the free agent market. Unless they make themselves a deal, but I don't think anybody's dealing anybody good before the season starts.
What free agents are left?
Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez are probably the two best.
Would Keuchel's
damaged goods? I wouldn't touch him.
I was going to say what he. I don't think he could play in Yankee Stadium.
I don't think he can play anywhere. The second half of his season with the Astros last year was awful. So I think he's lost something, and it doesn't matter whether it's Yankee Stadium or not. I don't think that would be a good signing for them. But so see what they do.
Yeah, let's see, there's Patrick Corbin. He signed a deal. There's Keuchel, who's out there. Who else is there? Oh, Gio Gonzalez. I have no idea who he is.
He pitched for the Nationals. He's a lefty.
And James Shield is out there. He's 37 years old. Edwin Jackson. Bartolo Colon.
There you go. That's a good sign.
46 years old. God. He's still available.
They might as well sign you if they're going to sign him.
Chris Tillman is available.
Gio Gonzalez and Keuchel. Those are the two choices they have.
Wow. Well, they better sign one of them. I don't think Keuchel's a good fit for New York. Just don't. I could be wrong. That's why I'm here where I am.
There's no such thing as that.
As what?
Not a fit for New York. The game's no different in New York than it is in Tupelo, Mississippi. You just go out and pitch. Whether you're good enough to pitch is the question.
Well, I'm looking at Gonzalez's stats. He's a left-hander. He's 10-16 for his life. ERA is normal, 3.44. But I don't understand the rest of the stats, so I can't comment on it.
Like, all that matters is strikeouts to walks, hits per innings pitched, and ERA. That's all you have to look at.
What's
that stuff is meaningless.
What's WHIP? WHP.
That's something you do to a dog.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah. He's got 188 strikeouts in 220 innings. Doesn't show how many hits he's given up, though.
You got to look. My judge of a pitcher is innings pitch to combine hits and walks. If they exceed innings pitched, you're not doing so good. Because that means you're putting on more than one guy an inning. And if you put more than one guy an inning on, you're giving up a lot of runs.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. All right, not much else really to talk about. What about the racing out in California?
I'm hearing conflicting reports. I'm hearing it's going to open Saturday. I'm hearing it's going to open a week from Saturday. So I don't know what's going on with that. But not only is the track in bad condition, Santa Anita's making, California Racing is making a determination where they want to ban all medications, meaning Lasix and everything. So that would be great if they do that, because then California Racing will definitely become irrelevant, because nobody would run there, and that would just strengthen all the other racetracks around the nation. So go ahead, California, ban all medications. It'd be great for every track on the East Coast. And you can also put a check marks next to the box that the Breeders' Cup would never be run there again either.
All right.
For me, that would be great.
All right. Now, when does the tournament action start in the NCAA?
Well, they got these baloney play-in games. I think they're tomorrow and Wednesday. But for all intents and purposes, the tournament starts Thursday.